You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Modern Slavery Bill has passed its first reading in Parliament with strong cross-party support. The bill would introduce mandatory reporting for large businesses, requiring them to publish annual statements on modern slavery risks in their operations and supply chains. World Vision says the bill is an important step in strengthening New Zealand's response to child labour, human trafficking and exploitation. I spoke with World Vision New Zealand's National Director TJ Grant about what the bill would change, how modern slavery can end up in everyday products, and what happens when next at the Select Committee. I began by asking what the bill aims to address.
Sure. So the Modern Slavery Bill, which was introduced through the first reading to Parliament yesterday, really helps to strengthen New Zealand's response to slavery and exploitation. And so what the bill does is it's going to require businesses with over $100 million in consolidated revenue to submit an annual modern slavery statement, which is going to make them have to look and check their supply chains to see if there's any risks, if there's any cases, if there's any incidents of modern slavery within their global supply chains. And why that's so important is because we know that there is many risks with modern slavery, with global business. No Kiwi or New Zealander wants to be supporting that. And so this law and legislation helps to make sure that businesses are operating fairly. It makes sure that consumers can be buying goods with confidence. And ultimately, it helps to fight against slavery and exploitation, which I'm sure everybody would agree with doesn't belong in our world today.
And when we say modern slavery, what are we actually talking about?
Yeah, so modern slavery is defined as the worst forms of exploitation, forced labor, child labor, sex trafficking, exploitation of people. And the challenge with this is that there's actually more than 50 million people estimated worldwide trapped in modern slavery today, including an estimated 8,000 right here in New Zealand. And this really feeds in the shadows. People are taken advantage of and exploited. And so what this does is it shines a light. It encourages and businesses to make sure that they're making sure that where they're getting their goods from, where they're getting their supplies from, is not participating or perpetuating modern slavery.
The release says the average New Zealander spends around $77 a week on goods likely linked to forced labor or child labor. What kind of products are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's a crazy statistic, isn't it? To imagine that the average Kiwi household spending $77 a week on goods likely connected to modern slavery and child labor. And so that's why this bill is so important, because unfortunately, we're all unwittingly participating in this system. So some of the goods include things like electronic goods, with nearly half of risky goods from mobile phones, laptops, electrical components such as batteries. Fast fashion is still a big contributor to risky imports, including clothes which have been made with forced or child labor. And a new phenomenon is fast furniture. Cheap, mass-produced furniture is also very risky. And I think the challenge is, as an individual consumer, it's really difficult to have visibility or to be able to know if I'm buying goods, is that coming from a safe place? And so what this does is it ensures that businesses are all operating from a fair playing field, and that they're checking their supply chain so that we can be buying things with confidence.
Yeah, and just on that, what would businesses actually have to do under this bill, like practically?
Yeah, so what this means for businesses is that they would have to do mandatory reporting. So they have to prepare and publish an annual modern slavery statement with details on incidents, risk, due diligence, and recommendations. There'd be an online public register with annual reports, and also enhanced support for victims of modern slavery and improved collection. What this does is it also aligns New Zealand with many other countries and jurisdictions where that have already put this legislation in place, Australia, the EU, the UK, et cetera. And really what this is it's not meant initially to be a penalizing mechanism or something that's bad for business. It's actually meant to help improve business and help them improve their practices, make sure they're operating fairly. And actually, many businesses have supported this bill. I mean, what's kind of been amazing is the journey to getting to this point with this first reading, because it's been years in the making.
Do you think this transparency is enough, or is it the first step into stronger enforcement?
It's definitely a really important first step to stronger enforcement, and it's definitely the first step, I think, on a journey which can be strengthened as we go. So what happens now with the first reading is this will go to select committee, and we're going to be advocating and connecting at select committee, as many others are, to ensure that we can put forward the best bill that we can at this point. Then that would go to second reading and hopefully third reading, and what we're hoping for and advocating for, and what we've heard from government and labor, is to have this passed into law before the upcoming election. But I think this is the first step on a journey to really having strong, effective laws in place, and so can be strengthened over time.
This bill also includes support for victims. What would that involve?
So this is a really important aspect, because at the end of the day, it's the victims, it's those that are trapped in modern slavery or forced labor that we're ultimately hoping to address, and that's who World Vision cares about, vulnerable children and families, and why we do this work. And so what the bill would require is a guide to government agencies for support, improved victim identification, and services made available to trafficking survivors.
On a global scale, how does New Zealand compare with this new bill to other countries on modern slavery laws?
So this is really important for New Zealand to get up to speed, to align with other countries that have already put these practices and measures in place. I mentioned the EU, the UK, Canada had recently put in these laws, and Australia has had similar legislation in place already for a number of years. And so many New Zealand companies are already having to report and comply with this legislation in Australia. So this is an important step to bring New Zealand in line with many of these other countries and trading partners in how we do these things. And so that's really important.
And what's one thing you would want listeners to take away from this?
I think the biggest thing is that this legislation, which had overwhelming support from over 80% of the public, overwhelming support from business, 112 MPs, so overwhelming support from across the political spectrum to move this forward, that this legislation, this fighting modern slavery, wouldn't have been possible without everyday Kiwis, supporters of World Vision, and many others advocating to bring it into place. And so that we can make a difference, we can improve children's lives, we can raise the moral floor for our society, and we can help businesses to make business fairer, have a level playing field, and ultimately to fight global challenging complex issues like modern slavery with really tangible strategic things that we can do, like policies like this in New Zealand. And so I think it'd be an encouragement to listeners that we can make a difference, we can have a positive impact in the world, and this is a really important, significant step in combating modern slavery globally and here in New Zealand.
That was World Vision New Zealand's National Director TJ Grant speaking about the first reading of the Modern Slavery Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.